I want to go over the differences that Senate Bill 24, as it came out of the Senate and went to the House, and the conference committee report. The first one is a definition and a clarification of the department responsible for the jobs.mo.gov, which was an amendment put on this bill in the Senate. There was incorrectly, it says it has the Department of Social Services working in conjunction with the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations. That should be working in conjunction with the Department of Economic Development. That is where that's located. The House also added the spousal asset disregard, which I thought was very good. It disregards a new spouse's income and assets for six consecutive months once in a lifetime. And so I thought that was a good thing to have in there. When the Senate bill came out of here and passed, right now there's a 60-month lifetime benefit on the TANF program. The Senate bill reduced that to 48 months. The House, in turn, reduced it to 30 months. So there was a compromise position that the House could take and the Senate could take, and it was a 45-month lifetime limits. The last major thing was we added a new section setting aside 2% of TANF funds for alternatives to abortion and healthy marriage and responsible fatherhood, and we kept that in. So those are the differences.